This talk is from the Pray More Healing Retreat, which you can find over at praymoreretreat.org.
Hi, I'm Deacon Larry Oney with Hope and Purpose Ministries. In the first session, we talked about the types of healing: physical healing, emotional healing, inner healing, and deliverance. We won't be talking about deliverance in any detail here, but I did want to mention that as part of one of the ways that God can heal. We distinguished the role of the laity in the ministry of healing. We pointed out that each person that is a part of the body of Christ is called to participate in the common priesthood of Jesus in his priestly, prophetic, and kingly ministry. Jesus's ministry was all about preaching, teaching, and healing. In fact, in recorded scripture, about a third of his ministry is about healing. So we're exhorted to be a part of his ministry. That means that we need to know something about healing. We can be healed through the Eucharist. We can also be healed by someone praying with us. But as we prepare to pray with someone or to receive prayer for healing, we should have a thankful heart. And the person praying should be confident and praise before healing, pray with someone for healing. God always looks at the person with a way that we as humans cannot look at, because God knows everything. When we pray for people with healing, we should use empowered words. We make it clear, we made it clear in our first session that we're not called to worry about it when God doesn't heal someone. God is sovereign. It's within his purview to heal or not to heal. But we know he wants to heal. But the scripture does say that Jesus came to proclaim liberty to the captives, release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord and a day of vindication by our God. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 through 2. If Jesus came to do that and we participate in his ministry, then we should be involved in that ministry as well. So we've said that the way that Jesus healed is by the laying of hands, a word of command, and a word of authority. For example, in Mark chapter 2, when Jesus entered the synagogue in Capernaum, he ordered the demon spirit to be quiet, a word of command. He was demonstrating his power and his authority over the demon spirit. We want to look at how we can use the word of command to rebuke, to bind, and take authority over the devil as we're praying. Demons are real. They're fallen angels. We should not be afraid of them, but we should know how they operate. The Catechism says, or supports the idea in the scripture, rather, that divine healing is for today, not just something that was in the Old Testament. All of the Old and New Testament support the idea of healing, and although Jesus' ministry was about preaching and teaching, we forget that a significant part of his ministry was healing. Secondly, from the church documents, Lumen Gentium and others, it's clear that you and I are called to participate in Jesus' ministry. Our appointed task at this moment is not to examine those documents in any depth. We just want to point you to them and know that the church believes that all of us are called to participate in healing. We want to look for a moment at the teaching authority of the church and what it says about healing, that is the magisterium. The Catechism of the Catholic Church is a document that we can point to. There are six or seven things that I've gleaned out for you that the Catechism says about healing that will be the heart of our presentation. We have a general prayer for healing for certain areas. We will probably not cover all of those in this session, but as you know, these areas for healing generally are physical healing, dealing with ailments in the joints and various parts of the body, internal healing with blood disorders, with the endocrine systems, etc., and then emotional healing, which we talked about in another session, and inner healing. Some people use those words interchangeably, inner healing, emotional healing. Then we'll take some time for renunciation, that is, to reject those things that are not of God out of our lives, so we can clear the way for God's healing, because we've had the proclamation of the word. It goes like this: proclamation, then renunciation, then declaration, and then a demonstration of the power of God. We're going to take a moment before we get into the actual healing session, what that looks like, to renounce and then declare that we will pray for some prayers for healing after we declare what God is going to do and what he can do. So we'll pray some during this session for the people who are open to it, to receive healing, even through this modem of this videotape. So generally then, specifically for those who are ready for a time of personal prayer after this presentation, we'll renounce. We'll say something like this: Father, in the name of Jesus. You can say that along with me now. We renounce, reject, and repent of any involvement with Ouija boards, prayer crystals, or any New Age articles, witchcraft. We reject and renounce palm reading, reading of our horoscopes in the newspaper or online, any superstitious activity, any yoga, any positions of prayer coming out of yoga, reading about New Age books, opening ourselves up to spirit guides, channeling, seances, unnatural obsession with the paranormal, involvement with the occult. And now we just, that's a prayer. Now we close this prayer by pleading the blood of Jesus Christ. And we say again, Lord, we renounce, reject, and repent of anything that goes against God's commandments and against his lordship over my life. I pray this through and with the intercession of Mary, who crushes the head of Satan, and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let's make the sign of the cross now, because St. Anthony of the Desert says the devil runs away when we make the sign of the cross. And we declare now, in the name of Jesus, I declare before God that I'm a child of the Most High God, and that I love the Lord, and I renounce, reject, and repent of any involvement in the things that do not honor God and give opening to the enemies of God, in Jesus' name. Secondly, I declare that I will rid my house of anything that is against the honor of Christ my Savior, in Jesus' name. I declare that I'm open to the healing, refreshment, and mercy of God, especially in the year of mercy, and especially right now at this moment. Every year is a year of mercy. I declare that I believe that God wants to heal me despite my shortcomings, despite my past, because the church teaches that God loves me and he desires to heal me. And the scripture says God loves me and desires to heal me. I declare, as the Holy Spirit prompts me and brings to mind those things which I need to be reconciled to God about, I will, as soon as practical, partake in the sacrament of reconciliation. I declare that I'm a receiver of God's love and healing, and I desire to be an instrument of his healing and his deliverance, because the spirit of God's joy, love, and peace lives in me. I declare that my mind, my heart, my soul, and my spirit are open right now, and I ask that the Holy Spirit would stir up the gift of faith in me for healing, in Jesus' name. Now, for physical healing, we call out those areas. Lord, heal our knees, heal back problems, leg problems, hip problems, sciatica problems. In the name of Jesus, we pray for hand problems, for problems with the feet. We pray for eyesight, for farsightedness, nearsightedness, cataracts, glaucoma. We pray for hearing problems, kidney problems, heart problems, irregular heartbeat. It's important to call these things out when you're praying over someone. We pray against high blood pressure, low blood cell count, cancer diagnosis. We pray for depression, oppression would be bound in the name of Jesus. We pray against confusion of thought, Alzheimer's disease, which many are battling with right now, forgetfulness, sadness, despondency. And James chapter 5, verse 16, it says that pray for one another that you may be healed. We ask God to set a fire, that God would come and to begin to heal. If there's any ailments in our physical being, we ask God to touch us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Begin to heal us in our mind, in our thoughts. Heal any physical ailments, Lord. Anything with our hearing, Lord. Anything with our speech, Lord. Anything with arthritis. Anything with blood issues. Father, we open ourselves up for you to heal us, to give us a new beginning. Brothers and sisters, the Lord wants to heal you. He is a healer. He's a deliverer. And he wants his people to be whole so that we can do the work of the ministry. So Father, in the name of your son, Jesus, we ask, even right now at this moment, send forth your healing power. Raise someone up that is bowed down, that might be feeling overwhelmed, that they might be confused in their mind, in their spirit. They may need a physical manifestation of your power and your glory and your healing. Raise them up, for we ask him for this healing, Lord, a body, mind, soul, and spirit, so that we might go forth proclaiming your goodness, and because we ask in the name of your son, Jesus, who is Lord forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia.